is the way. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life. Brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Here we go, here we go. All right, theological themes, thesis of thought, theories of theocracy, this is stupid. Oh, there you go, theories of the universe, the last copy, thank you. Whoa, whoa.
I'm not intimidated by your brawn, sir.
Oh, look, it's Carl Sagan.
Where?
Oh, my mistake, I meant Carl Bagan. They look so much alike. Hey, is this working out great or what? Huh? You stand online, I get the books. What a team.
Dad, how much longer is this going to take?
Well, as long as you're stuck here, why don't you read something? Hey, try this. Here.
Wuthering Heights?
Yeah, give it a shot. A good book can be a friend for life. Let's see now.
There's the guy. My roommate. Get him, Bubba.
Oh, look. It's Bo Jackson.
Well, you're about to embark on a great romantic adventure.
I am?
Wuthering Heights. Yeah, the best part about being a college freshman is reading Emily Bronte.
Uh-oh, I'm not a freshman.
Even better, as a sophomore, you'll bring more of your experience to the book.
That's why I waited.
I'm Andrew Booth.
Samantha Maselli. So, it's a really good book, huh?
You like romantic movies? You like sad love songs? You'll be a pushover for Bronte.
Maybe I'll give her a shot.
You know, we're reading Bronte this Thursday. Why don't you come to our literary club meeting? You'll love it. All my students do.
You're a teacher?
Well, a grad student. But this semester I'm teaching my first English lit class. Which began 2 minutes ago. So I'll see you Thursday, around 7?
Okay.
Sam, could we leave now?
That is not attractive.
Come on, get in line. Hey, pick it easy. Bubba.
It wasn't Bo Jackson.
Oh, did I say Bo Jackson? No, I meant Vic Damone. You know, Vic. Vic, how are... dinner time, or as they say in Peking, duck.
Let me just finish this chapter.
What? You're reading? What are you reading?
A book.
Angela, she's reading a book.
Really? Wuthering Heights. Oh, my favorite. You know, I didn't realize I was such an influence on you.
Oh, hey, Angela, not for nothing, but she's reading literature because of me.
Oh, well, Tony, you're a wonderful influence on her, but let's face it, I'm the one who brings the love of the written word into this house. Oh, Sam, this is so exciting. You know, a book can make you soar like an eagle. As Percy Shelley once said, hail to thee, blithe spirit.
Well, as Shelley Winter said more than once, let's eat.
Angela?
Yes?
You know how you always want us to have one of those mother-daughter moments? Well, I think I feel one coming on.
Yes, yes, sweetheart.
Okay, swear you won't tell anyone?
I swear.
Okay. The other day, when I was in the bookstore with Dad, I met a man.
A man?
He's not like the boys I usually date. He's sensitive, and he's intelligent, and he's interested in my mind. Well, actually, he's a graduate student.
A graduate student, man.
Sweetheart, I don't think your father's going to like this. I'm not sure I like this.
Oh, come on, Angela. I thought you'd understand. I mean, you're not like Dad. You don't freak out just because I have feelings for a guy.
What kind of feelings?
When I think of him, I imagine long winter nights, sitting by the fire, reading each other passages from Dickens.
And how does he feel about you?
I don't know. I mean, I only talked to him for a minute. That's why Bonnie and I are going to go to his literary club meeting tonight.
Oh. All right. But just promise me one thing. If this goes any further, you promise you'll talk to your dad? Okay.
The Cat in the Hat. That's the first book she ever read. You know who she got it from? Me. Not you. Me. Me. I gave it a love of literature. I gave it a passion for the written word. Remember, honey? I know some games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the Cat in the Hat.
Is that him? Is that Professor Dreamboat?
Bonnie, please, let's show some maturity here. We're supposed to be college sophomores.
No, no, no. He is the embodiment of evil.
You're missing the whole point. It's duality of all being.
You don't know what you're talking about. How would you describe Heathcliff?
Well, I don't read Heathcliff. I'm into Garfield.
I knew this was a mistake. Bonnie, we don't belong here.
Why don't we get started? I'd like to welcome everyone to our first meeting of the year, and I hope you're looking forward to this as much as I am. Samantha, hi. Glad you could make it. You know, a lot of people think that books are simply words on paper, but there's more. There's much, much more. There's you. You're the ones who bring the words to life, and that's what we're going to do tonight.
So, what do you think?
So cute.
Bonnie, he also has a brain.
He makes me want to run out and get a library card.
Bonnie, everyone here has a library card?
Smart group.
What is so funny?
It's just I haven't seen anybody make since I was 10 years old.
Well, traditions die hard, Angela. Oh, well,
I had the shiny ones that used to say Harvard, Princeton, and Yale.
Really? I used to beat up the kids that had the shiny ones.
Angela, do you know what your son is doing?
What?
Homework. And Sam is reading 19th century novels, and you're making those stupid paper book covers. I mean, this is no longer a home, it's a nerd farm.
What's wrong with my daughter expanding her horizons?
Yeah, especially if it helps her land that guy.
What guy?
The guy at the literary club meeting tonight.
What literary club? What tonight? What guy? She's studying with Bonnie.
That's what I meant.
Hold it right there. How come you know things that are going on in my daughter's life and I don't?
Because she tells me things. Well, actually, she tells Bonnie on the telephone and I listen on the extension.
This is not something Sam wanted broadcast.
Wait a minute. You knew about this too and you didn't tell me?
Oh, shootout at the old nerd farm tonight.
She seized Heathcliff's hands again and laughed like one beside herself. Samantha, would you like to read Catherine for us? Yeah, right there.
I shall think it a dream tomorrow, she cried. I shall not be able to believe that I have seen and touched and spoken to you once more.
I heard of your marriage, Kathy. And while waiting in the yard below, I meditated this plan. Just to have one glimpse of your face. A stare of surprise, perhaps a pretended pleasure. Time's up already. I get so carried away with this. Okay, everybody. See you next Thursday. Thanks for coming.
I told you Heathcliff was the embodiment of evil.
Do you want to go out Saturday?
Okay.
Samantha, you're really capturing the spirit of Bronte.
He is so hot for you.
No way. Are you deaf? Didn't you hear what he said? You're really capturing the spirit of Bronte?
It was the way he said it. You're really capturing the spirit of Bronte.
Yeah, he did say it like that, didn't he? Come on, I gotta get home. Dad's waiting. Come on.
Janet. You missed a good one.
Oh, sorry, I got hung up at the library.
Oh, everybody, this is Janet, my wife.
I'll never forget this night as long as I live. I shall think it a dream tomorrow.
Maybe I better drive.
Okay, look, I'm gonna leave the room. When I come back, I want you to write down everything that you know about this guy that Sam's interested in. This way, it's not like you told me, see? I don't hear
nothing. Tony, I can't do that. I already told you for the 10th time I've been sworn to secrecy. Hi.
Sam, have a seat. I think we need to talk.
I didn't say a word.
Did he try to write it on the paper trick?
Yeah, but I didn't fall for it.
Sweetheart, please, sit down. Samantha, when you were a baby, I always thought that when you grew up, we'd have the kind of relationship that Robert Young has with Princess. And John Forsythe and Kelly and my little Margie and Vern.
Who are these people?
Never mind who these people are, Sam. The thing is that those daughters could go to their fathers and say anything. Now, is there something you'd like to say to me?
You may not be crazy about this.
Sam, please, don't think of me as the wall of opposition. I mean, you could say anything to me.
Okay. The other day when we were in the bookstore, I met a guy. His name is Andrew Booth. And he's a little bit older than I am.
So, how much older? 18, 19? Nineteen and a half? 19 7/8? Oh, please don't make me leave the teens!
He's a grad student.
Uh-huh.
Andrew makes me feel special. The other day, when we met at the bookstore, there was instant connection. Well, I knew how I felt, but I wasn't really sure the way he felt, you know? But tonight, when we read together, I was sure that my instincts were right. He looks at me the way that I look at him.
How nice.
This is so great that we could talk like this. I feel so close to you.
Me too. Princess.
Hors d'oeuvres? What's the occasion?
Well, you never know who might drop by, you know. Maybe Mrs. Rossini, maybe Vic Damone, maybe Andrew, the graduate student that Sam's interested in.
Tony, you didn't invite him over.
I had to, Angela, I had to. I couldn't help myself. I had to check the guy out.
Well, how'd you get him over here?
Well, I told him that we bought Sam an autographed copy of Jane Eyre, and I wanted him to make sure it was authentic.
Tony, we don't have an autographed copy of Jane Eyre.
We do now.
Mr. Maselli, Andrew Booth.
Just call me Ishmael. It's a little Moby Dick humor.
We got it. Hello.
This is my wife, Janet. And this is Samantha's father, Tony.
Hi.
Hi. And this is...
Angela, won't you come in? That's a lovely dress. Did you say wife?
It'll be 8 months next Tuesday.
That's a wife.
You should be very proud of your daughter. She's a bright, bright young lady.
Thank you.
Can we get you anything?
Oh, no, thanks. We can't stay long.
Yes, we have dinner reservations. But I am dying to see that Bronte autograph.
Oh, yes. Right here it is, right here.
I hate to tell you this, Tony, but this is a fake.
Oh.
Charlotte Bronte doesn't spell her name with a Y.
Would you excuse me for just a minute?
So, how's married life treating you?
Would you excuse me for a minute, please?
I cannot believe he's married.
Will you imagine how Sam is going to feel?
Well, how am I going to tell her? I hate giving her bad news.
Well, I guess I'm lucky that way. I never had that problem with Angela. I liked giving her bad news. What are we going to do?
I think first thing we get rid of the newlyweds. And then I figure out a way to break my daughter's heart. All in all, not a great night.
Hi.
Sam, I thought you were studying at Bonnie's.
We finished early. Why don't I take the hors d'oeuvres out to the guests? Guests? Who's here?
Sam, I invited Andrew over.
You what?
Well, I had to, Sam. I had to check the guy out.
Thanks, Dad. I am totally embarrassed. What am I going to tell him?
Nothing, nothing. Look, we have to talk,
no,
Sam.
No, I want to talk to Andrew.
No, Sam, wait. Wait, Sam.
You cannot stop me from seeing him. I don't believe you.
No, Sam, but...
Hi. I wasn't expecting to see you. Or you.
This is Janet.
His wife, sweetheart. Oh. I've heard a lot about you. Andrew tells me you've become quite a Bronte fan. There's nothing like a great book.
Hey, we could stand here and talk books all night, but Andrew and Janet have a dinner to get to.
We really have to be going.
Nice meeting you.
Try to get your money back on that Bronte.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? I'm gonna send back that autographed copy of the Bible we got, too. I told you Gutenberg's first name wasn't Steve.
Samantha, see you Thursday.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks.
Good night.
Thanks a lot for
stopping
by. Bye-bye. Sam.
Go ahead. Give me a lecture. Tell me I'm stupid and immature. And have lousy judgment.
Hey. Take it easy there. That's my daughter you're talking about. So you saw something that wasn't there. It's no crime. We all make mistakes.
I feel like a total idiot.
Well, you shouldn't. You handled yourself with a great deal of dignity.
Oh, I'm the one who's an idiot. You invite this guy over and you get hurt. I hate when you get hurt. You know, when you were learning to walk and you'd fall down, I'd die inside. When I took you to the doctor and you get a shot, I'm the one who yelled, ouch.
I remember. You cried more than I did. And the doctor gave you the lollipop.
It was cherry. Well, where are you going?
To finish Wuthering Heights. Dad?
Yeah, honey?
Thanks for looking out for me.
I'll never stop.
Dad?
Yeah, honey?
Don't ever invite my dates and their wives over here again.
How are you doing?
It's hard, Angela, it's hard. We've never fallen for a married guy before.
Well, we'll get through it together. You want a lollipop?
Cherry?
It was his body, his brows,
The drop of fire grew more intense in her breast. She must hold him.
Whoa, man, that's nice prose style.
Yes, D.H. Lawrence really knew his sentence structure.
Let me...
Yes, so, of course.
She followed him into the dark, ugly basement and lifted her arms to him. He kissed her, and the intensity of passion began to burn him again.
No! Here is a game that they like, said the cat.
They like to fly kites, said the cat in the hat.